Yeah, we were just talking about Gibraltar after the war. When so you got back in 1945.
Yeah.
And you were by
oh,
now...
Oh, no,
1944. So
1944.
You were sort of... You were five.
I was five, that's it. I was five... I was what in April when I went, and I came five in April.
It's quite easy to work your age out.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, obviously...
We went to school. Straight away, they got a building, and that's it, the children used to go to school. And then they built some Nissen hats. And that's where we went and lived there. It was lovely. I loved it. But my mother wouldn't have settled. My mother would never settle in oh, she was always moving. Then from there we moved.
Let's go back to the Nissen hut. So basically when you came back you had nowhere to live.
No, we went to an hotel. And it wasn't the hotel was packed.
So why...
Right in the middle of Main Street.
Was this because all the houses had been taken by the British and the military?
No, the only thing is that a lot of people had come back and they had their little houses, but my mother lived with my grandmother. Quite a few lived in Spain. They couldn't go back to live in Spain. Some did, but the majority of them didn't want to go back to Spain and live there. So there was no... and gradually and slowly they started building Nissen hats. That was in... we'll call it La Batería, but Red Sun, somewhere around there. And then they built, they dried the Laguna, and they built Nissen hats there. They dried glasses, what we call the glasses, and they built little house. They were houses. They weren't little Nissen hats. They were... prefabricated houses?
Like prefabs.
Prefabs, yeah. That's it. They built that. And that was lovely. They had their little, their proper little houses.
Everybody loved prefabs, didn't they? Yes. After the war here.
That's really it. Yeah, there was some behind there, you know.
It's extraordinary.
Yes. They were nice. And the Nissen hats were lovely. We didn't have bathroom, fine. But you walked in, I still remember it, you walked in, to your right, there was a toilet, you could, a bit further up, and it was the living room, and two bedrooms. And on the other corner was the kitchen. And we had a little front, so that the kids could play.
And you really liked it there?
Oh, I loved it.
Do you think it was a bit like kind of playing house?
Yes, and then they built... The Humphreys, well, we call it the Humphreys. They're the best houses that ever, flats that they built in Jew. But by then we had moved to Town Range. Two rooms and a kitchen. And there was... Hold on. One, two, three children. My uncle, four. Six of us in two rooms and a kitchen. Chair in the toilet. So we applied for the Humphreys, and they gave us a flat. Oh, that was beautiful. I loved it there. So, because I like brightness. This house is very dark. But I loved it. And that was on the sixth floor. So can you imagine? We had a balcony. We could see the sea.
Fabulous.
It was lovely. Was my mother happy? No. We moved from there to another house in the same corridor and everything, under the stairs, because she was petrified of the wind. And you know when they make the noise? That's it. And then back again. Live in a house with a bathroom to go to an old house, an old flat. They weren't houses, flat. No bathroom.
When was this you're talking now? What year?
In the 19... Hold on. 49. I was living in the Humphreys, I think it was, yes. Then we moved to Town Range. No, we moved to Castle Rump. That was the last house that we lived in. the flat that we lived, and that's where my younger sister was born.
So what do you think the relationship was between the Gibraltarians and the military and the British?
Oh, well, we didn't see much of them. I got to know them more when I worked in Lipton's, because they used to come and buy things and that in Lipton's. And we got to know some of the women.
So we got women to know, who were working for the...
No, the wives of the military.
Oh, the wives. So they were very... Were they very... Did they seem very English to you?
Very. Oh, yes.
Very proper.
I tell you what, we were... Amalia and myself, we were very friendly with a Chinese girl. And she used to say that they didn't like her. My father was very much with the English because he worked all the time. And when, because my mother came before to England, when we decided to come to London, it was my mother with her, the two girls, my brother, and my boyfriend. They came first. I stayed in Gibraltar with my uncle and my father.
What I was trying to establish, I think, is that, you know, for a lot of the British...
We didn't mix.
No, and the British were so used to this because they had Commonwealth, the colonies all over the place. And if this was a similar thing, the British had their thing.
Yeah. They had their own houses. They had best, really.
The best houses.
Oh, yeah. They had... their own swimming pools, things that we weren't allowed.
Did they have a club?
Yeah, oh yeah, they had their naffy. Yes. My father used to get on because he was working with them. And his former, the one that was in charge of my father, he, when we were coming back to England, he asked us, he invited us for a... an evening tea, afternoon tea, which I thought it was really nice. It was only my father and myself because my mother had already left. But that was lovely. I thought that was very nice of him. Because my father had worked in the same job for 31 years.
Do you think that Gibraltar was quite poor after the war? I mean, what was it like?
Oh, yeah, we didn't have anything. Don't forget, we don't produce anything. Spain didn't have much either. So, yes. And our wages were very poor.
And what about the sort of, you know, the a bit like the women here in England, you know, women suddenly were allowed to go out to work and they had a lot of
freedom. No, the women didn't
and
work.
And then suddenly, yeah. But only
single.
The war,
yeah, after
but
the war.
Then everything changed, you know, it's this whole thing in the 1950s to bring back women to the house. I mean, what was it like for these women who'd gone away, seen a different side of life and then come back?
Nothing. Back home again. They didn't work.
Did people used to talk about it, though? They must have...
Oh, they were always talking, weren't the good old days? To them, was it good old days?
Yeah, so this was a really important part of their lives, wasn't it?
My cousins were teenagers. And they petrified of it. She doesn't, my younger cousin, she wouldn't see a war film or anything. She was about 12, 13, I think. She didn't like it at all. Because she wasn't old enough to have a good time. Her mother had a lot of children and she had to look after them. And then they went to Ireland also, so...
So she had a hard time.
She had a hard time.
What about, do you think your mother and her friends used to talk about how free they were?
Yes, of course they were. They had freedom. Can you imagine?
It's such an interesting thing, isn't it? And
living in a house where there was her mother-in-law, sister-in-law, her mother-in-law's mother, her brother-in-law's, and her with two children. So all she did was work in the house. And she was... My mother was spotless. Spotless. All she thought was about work. Cleaning house. Dusting.
So everything was perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that she couldn't then come to London and having that freedom.
Amazing. And do you think there was a lot of people then were quite unsettled by it?
I think so. They must have been.
They must have been, mustn't they? Yeah.
My mother always wanted to come back to England.
Did she? Tell me about that.
Yeah, but my father wouldn't have it. My father didn't. My father didn't like London. He had been that time and he had gone around and he didn't like it. And he made a sacrifice because my brother became an electrician like him. And once he qualified, he said he was coming to England. And my father used to read all the English papers, and he knew all the troubles there was. And he didn't, and he tried to. And he said, no, when I'm 21, I'm off. So friends of my mother that had stayed, because she had married an Englishman, and over in Egypt before the war, and they came back to England, but they couldn't, once they had to stay in over here, because there was no room over there. No room, no jobs. So they went on holiday and they said, oh, why don't you come? It's lovely in England. My mother that always wanted to hear that. And my brother said he was coming and my father put it to the vote.
In the family?
In the family who wanted to come. And silly me, my mother talked so much about England, how lovely it was. So I thought, yeah, all right, let's go. And he gave everything up and came over. And he only lasted 30 months. He was never happy. And then my brother, what did he do a few years later?
Went back.
No, went back to Australia. He went to Australia.
So this is interesting, though, Pilar, because instead of your brother just saying, I'm going to go to England, the whole family had to go.
Because my father couldn't give his son. It was his only son. And he said he could keep an eye and look after his son. Because, I tell you what, he used to have the Daily Mirror, used to go to Gibraltar. But he didn't go every day. We only got it once a week. But we got all the daily papers, even the Sunday one. And he came, I still remember, and he came in all together. With a like an orangey yellow cover, the front page. And that's why. And he used to have all the English paper. I still remember Tidbits, Rivali.
So all the scandal and the terrible things.
And
yes.
He could hear all the Maltese that they used to be. And he didn't want his son to be mixed in there. And he thought, if he's on his own, God knows what's going to happen to him. But if he's in a family orientated, he's still got his home. And so that's why we came and we bought the house, and that's it.
So where did you come to?
Lewisham.
And how old were you now?
20.
And what did you feel about coming over?
When I got to England. Oh, when I went to, because I stayed in Fulham, because my mother was waiting for the house to go through. And I didn't see shutters on the windows. I nearly died. Because I thought, anybody can get in the house. To me, the shutters, it was security. And that wasn't. There was no security there, was it?
And had you not been out of Gibraltar before?
Me?
I mean, apart from being in England when you were living.
No, I wasn't allowed to go. I wanted to go to Seville. My father said, get us into trouble. Not on the road.
What about the sort of idea of the difference in the light and the weather? I mean, that must have been a shock.
And imagine, I came in November, the fog. I remember crossing Putney Bridge because my cousin lived, he came under Fulham, but he was Putney here. She was Fulham here. In Hurlingham Road, she used to live, and here. Was Putney, so we did the shopping either one day in Putney and the next day it was Fulham. We used to walk to Northern Road anyway.
So it must be 1959 now, aren't we?
You're right there.
Yeah.
November 1959, I arrived in England on the 25th.
So Did you meet your husband here?
No, I met him over there and he came. He followed me also.
So just tell me, he was Gibraltarian?
Yes. And he left his mum and his sister, because his mother was a widow. But he came over.
For you?
Yes, yeah, for me.
That's very romantic.
That was romantic. Yeah.
Were a lot of Gibraltarians moving back over to England then?
No. And a lot of them came over, quite a few came over, but they gradually and slowly loads are going back.
I mean, the thing is that I can't understand, coming from here, culturally different, is how people could... It's so small, Gibraltar. You know, it must be... Somebody I was talking to a couple of months ago, Victor Riso and Magda, who I interviewed, if you know them, really nice people. And he was saying, you know, he couldn't bear his son to be born in a place that he couldn't... The idea in London that suddenly you could get a taxi to go places or a bus, this feeling, it was geography as much as anything, which I think is quite
interesting. We used to walk everywhere in those days. Today, there's buses everywhere. But you can go in a bus anywhere now.
But it's not many places, not very far to go, is there?
No.
I mean, a bus journey would only take about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. I mean, I got a ticket when I went, because when my younger daughter was 40, between me elders and myself, we paid her the ticket, you know, and we went to Jeep. And they went only for 4 days. I thought, I'm not wasting my money for 4 days, sorry. I'm not working, I'm staying there for a few weeks, which I normally do. And that's what we did. We got a bus, a ticket for £2 for the whole day, and we went all on different buses. So we went all round Gibraltar. They had been there before, but I mean,
a good way to see it.
Yeah, they wanted to see it.
When you came over, just this last bit now, do you? So you're in England, then your boyfriend comes over, so you got married.
No, he was here. He came over with my mother. He came 6 weeks before me.
Really? Mm. Where was he? Where did he live?
He lived with us. He lived in my mother's house.
With you? Gosh.
Not with me.
No.
Give over. I slept with the girls. He slept with the boys. Because him and my brother, they were more like brothers than brother-in-laws. They got on fantastically well.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
So how long was it before you got married?
2 years. No. Yes, 59. I got married 62.
And then what happened?
My father had died by then.
Yes. That must have been terrible.
Yeah, it was.
Your mother must have... It must have been terrible.
He had a heart attack.
Oh, so sorry.
And he went to the hospital, rushed him to hospital, and the sister said to me, if he survives the 3 weeks, then he's got chance. The last day of his 3 weeks, that's the day he died. Oh. I was getting ready to go to work, because I worked in Lyons then. There was one in Lewisham. And there was a knock on the door, and it was the police to tell me father had died.
The thing you dread more than anything, really.
And I had to go to the hospital.
So presumably then all your lives changed.
Of course it did. Mm. Because to me, my father was more than my mother. I got on very well with my dad, much more than my mother. We were completely different.
So what happened to the family then?
We still stayed there. Then I got married. I got myself a room and I left. Then my brother, he had been going out with a very young girl in Spain. And he wrote to her and went, got engaged, and he said, next year I'll come and marry you. And so, and that's what he did. He bought a roof, and then they had the children, and off they went.
Then they're the ones that went to Australia.
My mother stayed with the two youngest one. But when my husband died, my younger sister came and lived with me, because I brought her up anyway. She was always with me.
And you had your children.
And I had my two daughters.
Who were very little.
Yes, one was 4 months and the other one was 3 years and a month. That's all she was.
Wow. So they didn't know their father very well.
No. The younger ones, she's got a good sense of humour. She's like her dad anyway. And one day I said, oh, Pauline, that's your dad. So she said, Mum, you could show me any photo of anybody that you like and tell me that's your dad. And that's it. Well, I don't know. Even my sister don't remember my dad. I think she remembers something, but she won't admit it. She won't say nothing. She doesn't like talking about him.
But you didn't get married again?
Nope. No. I wouldn't put stepfather to my children.
Good for you. I think that's... I had lots
because,
of
that's it. Not only that, not what you read, and you read... And I not only read, I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Someone that she remarried, and her husband... Her daughter had a baby from her stepdad who he had adopted her.
I know, it gets very messy. Indeed.
So I thought, no way. And my cousin, this one that I said to you that she hated, she used to say, have any Tom, Dick and Harry, but don't you dare put a stepfather. Because she had had a stepfather. Although her stepfather was much nicer than her mother, but she said, he was still my stepfather.
That's very interesting. So, just to finish, I just wanted to ask you about, you go back to Gibraltar.
Yes.
And how often do you go back?
Very often, if I can. Last year, I went 3 times.
So, when you think of yourself, as Pilar, who do you think you are? What? No.
Gibraltarian. British.
Gibraltarian, British. And do you think that you, so Gibraltar pulls you back?
Gibraltar have always pulled me back.
So it's not just about going to the sunshine? Or
No. It's that bit of rock that is there.
So it's in your heart?
Yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah. And most of the Gibraltarian feel that.